And that election tomorrow in Georgia's 6th congressional district is not just a test for President Trump. It is also being seen as a test of young voter turnout. And with the Republican Karen Handel, a 55-year-old former Georgia Secretary of State, running against the Democrat John Ossoff, a 30-year-old filmmaker, the question for some is, will a younger candidate in the race make a difference with millennial voters? Sam Whitehead from Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
It's Saturday afternoon in Georgia's 6th District, and a band wraps up their set for a modest crowd gathered at a soccer field in the city of Sandy Springs.
Thank you all for being here to rock your ass off!
From the puns to the small batch popsicle vendor, this rally is trending millennial. Democrat John Ossoff needs their votes.
My team tells me that if young people come out at twice the rate that they are expected to in a special election like this, that we'll win. So it is all up to y'all.
That's no small challenge. Younger people tend to vote at much lower rates than older folks. Ossoff could be positioned to change that. The documentary filmmaker and former political aide is just 30 years old, and that's a big part of why 19-year-old Nishat Feeridge cast an early ballot for him.
I think it's actually really cool, and it's really easy to relate to him because he is so young. And I think it's also really inspiring for a lot of people like me who are young that we can make a difference too.
But young voters face real challenges. They're still new to the process and might not know basics like how to register or how to submit absentee ballots. That's why Georgette Dopkin co-founded GA 6th Youth Got This, a Democratic voter outreach group that targets millennials.
I think a lot of people often say, they're 18, it's time for them to figure it out on their own. And I don't really necessarily agree with that.
Dopkin's got two millennials of her own home from college for the summer and spent Saturday afternoon canvassing with her son in Cobb County. She says a few moms started the group. Now it's run mostly by young volunteers trying to drive turnout through social media. You might be thinking, this is just political helicopter parenting. Dopkin says it's not that simple.
As moms, you know, isn't it part of our duty to help them as they're making this transition to being adults? So it really, really was much more that than me telling my kids to get out of bed and go vote.
Then there are young Republican voters. A few recently came to a pizzeria in Chamblee to watch Democrat John Ossoff take on Republican Karen Handel in a televised debate. Spencer Goldstein is 27 and plans to vote for Handel. He says Ossoff's age makes him uncomfortable.
I always ask people, you know, how would you feel if I ran for Congress? And the answer is generally negative. I think you gotta have more years under your belt to do this job.
I don't find that people my age are bonded in any way politically.
30-year-old Caroline Jameson says she's happy to see a fellow millennial running for office. But she's not voting for Ossoff. Instead, she's proudly supporting Handel, who's 25 years her senior.
I don't, you know, always blanket vote for the Republican Party, but I generally align with conservative principles.
But this race has become about more than just the 6th District. It's one of the first congressional contests since Donald Trump's inauguration. That's brought in national attention and the idea that the race is a referendum on the current administration. Kennesaw State University political scientist Kerwin Swint.
The energy and the enthusiasm on the Democratic side is propelled very much by an interest in giving Donald Trump a black eye in winning a House seat that has been reliably Republican.
That energy has motivated a lot of spending on both sides. Democratic and Republican groups from all over the country have poured more than $50 million into the contest, making it the most expensive House race ever. But elections come down to turnout, and Emory University political scientist Andra Gillespie says Democrats have more on the line if young people don't vote.
In particular, because younger people in the United States are more likely to be of color, and people of color are more likely to be Democrats, this is something that would actually hurt Democrats more than it would hurt Republicans.
Still, Gillespie says neither campaign can afford to ignore any voters. Polls have put Handel and Ossoff in a dead heat for weeks. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.